Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States brushing aside a series of claims by Russian President Vladimir Putin that he has an array of new strategic nuclear weapons that can hit a target anywhere in the world. VOA's national security correspondent Jeff Selden.
Officials at the Pentagon and in the U.S. national security community are taking a look at the specific weapons that he mentioned. But one of the things officials have said and have known about for quite some time is that Russia, under Putin, has put an emphasis on modernizing and updating its military capabilities, both its conventional military capabilities and its nuclear military capabilities. So the fact that Russia is working on upgraded defenses, missile capabilities, really isn't a shock to anybody in the U.S.
In its annual State of the Nation address, Mr. Putin boasted about his military's newfound capabilities, including what he called invincible nuclear weapons that cannot be intercepted. President Trump has announced that he will impose hefty tariffs on imported steel and aluminum to protect U.S. producers risking retaliation from major trade partners like China, Europe, and neighboring Canada. President's announcement sent shocks through the Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average dropping 1.7%, automakers led by the downturn of Ford and GM prices, S&P 500 fell 1.4%. Nine South Sudanese opposition groups have formed an alliance to accelerate efforts to end the conflict in South Sudan. Since violence erupted in South Sudan in 2013, groups opposed to President Salva Kiir sprang up, and its leaders fled to neighboring countries. This is VOA News. The Trump administration calling for Russia's idea for a humanitarian corridor to evacuate civilians from besieged Damascus suburb, a joke. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nord said the 30-day ceasefire in eastern Ghouta, approved by the Security Council, is clearly not working. She said the U.S. blames Russia for continuing to train and equip the Syrian military. Meantime, a senior U.N. official says that he has received indications Syrian authorities may grant permission for a U.N. humanitarian convoy to enter eastern Ghouta to deliver much-needed aid. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the U.N. in Geneva.
He says an international task force on Syria was informed Tuesday the United Nations may receive a permit to enter the besieged town of Douma in eastern Ghouta in the next 2 days.
We have 43 trucks standing by to go there and full warehouses to load into the trucks as soon as we get the permit.
Egelin says he will ask Russia, the United States, and other countries of influence to push for several UN aid deliveries into eastern Ghouta every week. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley has visited Guatemala's Naval Special Forces Base in Puerto San Jose during a trip to the country. Haley's visit comes after President Trump last month criticized countries he did not name for pouring drugs into the United States and called for aid to be stopped. Guatemalan Minister of Government Enrique Degenhart spoke with reporters during Haley's visit and answered questions about what the U.S. could do for Guatemala.
Well, we need vehicles. We need helicopters. We need airplanes. We need land vehicles so that we can move faster. We need communication equipment that could support us in terms of moving faster to the point of interdiction. All those have been discussed, and I want to reinforce this. We have a great relationship with the U.S. agencies that have been supporting us.
As a high-profile U.S. official, Haley's first visit to Central America, also shedding light on U.S. foreign policy for a second year of Mr. Trump's administration. Venezuela, ruling socialist and some opposition parties have agreed to delay the presidential election by a month till the second half of May. Agreement between the government and President Nicolas Maduro and several smaller opposition parties will give candidates more time to campaign. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.